This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with our Feature Story of the Week. Most of our listeners are adults with an average age of 45-plus. As such, there is a good chance that you are one of the many military veterans that call KHMB their radio home. And with that in mind, I recently took a drive to Pillar Point Harbor and the home of American Legion Post 474. There, gathered around a table in the patio area, I had a nice visit with three veterans, Bob Rush, Cliff Brown, and Stephen Calvin.
Hi, my name is Bob Rush. I served in the U.S. Navy, Vietnam area, 1969 to about 73, just a little over 4 years. I worked in the boiler rooms, kind of one of the worst spots on the ship to work, but great for camaraderie.
During the Vietnam era, the public opinion was not always supportive of our military. So when you came home on leave or when you came back to the States, so were you surprised at sometimes the reception that you got from people, or how did that affect you?
I was pretty drastically demoralized, and I still am today. After the war ended, when I got out, when we came back, it was after the end of the war. Of course, what you do all the way across, it's 16, 17 days on a ship back in those days. What you do is you have your ship looking perfectly clean and spotless to bring it home under the Golden Gate Bridge to Alameda Naval Air. Coming under the Golden Gate Bridge, and there were a bunch of protesters tried to paint bomb our ship. And then we got to Alameda Base. We were told we couldn't come on shore, couldn't leave the ship, or couldn't leave the base because there were protests outside. So that was my homecoming, and I learned from there for many years not to tell anybody that I'd been in Vietnam.
How did that make you feel, though? I mean, you just shared with us your experience, but deep inside, how did you feel when, you know, your fellow Americans were basically kind of diminishing your service?
Well, just a whole lot of anger. Just a lot of anger.
Now, when you look back on your years of service, and you were deployed mostly in the Vietnam theater, that particular
That's correct.
Of the Pacific over there, were there any memorable moments that were, shall we say, a little bit more positive than what you just shared with us? Do you look back on any favorable memories, perhaps some of the camaraderie you had with your fellow sailors?
My service to the U.S. government and the U.S. Navy was wonderful. I have no regrets. When you sign up to do as you're told, and that's what I did. So I have nothing but the greatest respect for the U.S. military and the U.S. Navy.
I'm Cliff Brown. I was in the U.S. Army from 1973 to 1976. I volunteered, just trying to get away from a crazy household and cut my own path, and went down to the recruiter's office. Wanting to join the Navy, I was doing a lot of diving at the time, and I wanted to be a Navy diver. And while I was there, I found out they had a program where I could join the Army for only 3 years, not four, and I'd be able to go to college while I was on duty. And that seemed to be a great idea, especially the three-year commitment. I went that way. I had to join combat arms, so I could have been in infantry, artillery, or armor, and fortunately I was in artillery. So I was shooting cannons for 3 years, two of them in Fort Lewis, Washington, 1 year in Germany, no combat, although Vietnam was just fizzling out at the time. Kind of the same experience that Bob did coming back. I got out on July 4th, 1976. I'm flying into the U.S., looking at fireworks all over the East Coast. By the time I got to San Francisco, we were all wearing Class A's, and I was with a couple of Marines that I met, and got heckled and cokes thrown at us at SFO. So I didn't tell people I was in the military. If they didn't know my friends, I never told anybody. I was not embarrassed, but disappointed. Fast forward, and I moved to Half Moon Bay and came to the American Legion. Had never been in a VFW, although I can't because I wasn't in combat. Had never been in American Legion before, and just found a lot of friends, people to get, you know, what's going on. Like Bob, I didn't like the homecoming. I personally don't like it when people tell me, you know, thanks for your service. That's just me. That should have been done, you know, years ago. That's kind of my story.
Looking back on your years of service, was there anything in particular that the military gave you or your time in the military gave you that affected your lifestyle or your where you went after that? In other words, who you are today, talents, abilities, feelings in general, did you feel that you got more than you gave, or how would you look at that?
Got more than I gave. I became a union electrician when I got out, and primarily because I had been in the service and I was a veteran. I got extra points for that. So had I not been in the service, I wouldn't have had 43 great years as a union electrician, IBW 617. It went by fast, 3 years. The 2 years in Germany, I wish I would have traveled more and seen more. But, you know, you're a 19, 20-year-old kid. You don't know that you should be going to Paris and traveling all over the country instead of just hanging out with your guys at the barracks. For me, being not knowing how to write a check, or I never had a credit card, just getting away from mommy and growing up.
My name is Stephen Calvin. I spent 6 years in the U.S. Navy, 82 to 88. I come from a military family. My father and mother and grandmother all enlisted after Pearl Harbor. My father stayed in for World War II, the Berlin Airlift, if you know what that is, and the Korean War also. And he ended up over here at Naval Air Station. He was actually a private flyer for the main man that ran there. But my time, and my grandmother stayed in for 23 years, and Mama stayed in for 6. She went to chorus school and up by the Great Lakes, became a nurse, and she stayed in for 6 years. I extended. I went in 3, and then I did a 3-year extension, stayed in for 6. I really liked the Navy a lot. There were a lot of heavy duty times, which I could erase and not want to do again. We did a couple of cruises up into the Persian Gulf during a time when it was a hostile fire, and there was a lot of going on there that, you know, wouldn't want to do a lot of it again or see a lot of it again. Oh, we were taking a couple of cruises. And we took a new flagged tankers up to Kuwait. We also went rushing into there. We did this great cruise and did so well that we were supposed to get this great cruise. We're going to go all these different places into the Med and all these places. Then our sister ship, the Stark, got accidentally hit by an Exocet missile from the Iraqis. They said, oh, yeah, it was a mistake. But, you know, it was just heavy duty then. You know, every time we go up in there, we're at general quarters, and it just was heavy. And I saw things I'm not going to speak about today. But, yeah, I love the Navy, and I suggest young folks, if you don't know what you're doing, you're young, 18, 19, 20, and not quite know what you want to do, join the service. You know, I love the Navy. And if my father hadn't gotten sick, I might have just stayed in. Like Cliffy said, you know, people come up and they say, oh, thank you for your service. Well, I just look at them, I go, it's an honor to serve. You know, thank you for your service. It was an honor to serve. I don't need to be thanked for it. And I wish more people thought that it was an honor to serve the country.
Yeah, I'd like to just say something about the American Legion. I've been a member of the American Legion here in Half Moon Bay for 39 years now. And I've been, I'm 40 now, actually. I'm 40, so we're tied. I've also been a life member of the VFW, and I'm a life member of the Marines Memorial in San Francisco. The American Legion has been very good to me. It actually helped me a lot. I joined when I was about 30 years old. About 10 years in, a fellow vet convinced me to start wearing a hat that announced that I was military instead of hiding from it. And it's been nothing but good for me. I don't mind people coming up and saying thank you for your service. As a matter of fact, I appreciate it, and my wife really loves it. As like Steve said, I really recommend service is a great place for a lot of people. A lot of our younger people could really use it because it really gives some good guidance, and I learned skills of a lifetime. I learned so much in the Navy, not only mechanical skills, but leadership skills. By the time I got out of the Navy, I had a crew of close to 30 people working under me in a bigger engineering thing. Enjoyed it. One of my fellow vets that was on the ship with me, Jim Holzman, is still, a lot of people here in town know him, close friend. He learned a lot. Same things, leadership, but also he runs HVAC and things like that. So I've had Princeton Welding for the last 40 years, and it's been, and the Navy helped me a lot. So thank you.
A visit with three local veterans who, in their own words, had the honor of serving in the U.S. military. How do we say thank you to all the men and women who gave of their time, really serving us? We honor our vets by making sure our children and grandchildren understand the sacrifices made on our behalf in order to protect and maintain our way of life. Take a few minutes and share stories of grandparents, uncles, and aunts, family members that have proudly worn the uniform of a branch of the armed forces of our country. And if you are a veteran, check out American Legion Post 474 in the Princeton area of Pillar Point Harbor. They have a website you might want to visit, thelegion474.com. Easy to remember, thelegion474.com. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And now, a journey back to another time on the coastside. Captain Cameron Palmer is at the helm of the KHMB Time Machine as we travel back to the year 1993. You're listening to Community Radio for the Coastside, 100.9 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Carrie Beffa Conlin for Table of Plenty, a weekly community supper for the hungry. The Table of Plenty Wine Tasting is our annual fall fundraiser and will be held at the IDES Hall in Half Moon Bay on November 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. This is your opportunity to taste over 40 top-tier wines from around the world. And you'll definitely want to check out the Bubble Lounge, featuring premier champagnes poured by wine professionals. This year, as an extra treat, we are also featuring beer from Blue Ocean Brewery. Tickets to the Table of Plenty Wine Tasting are limited and can be purchased by visiting tableofplentyhmb.org. Your generous support makes our weekly suppers for the hungry possible. The Table of Plenty Wine Tasting Fundraiser, November 16th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the IDES Hall in Half Moon Bay.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1993. Through the magic of the KHMB Time Machine, we are now in the year 1993. These are the stories and events now taking place. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, and we do want to thank Miss Avery Palmer of the Half Moon Bay High School for compiling all these news stories. Water rates dropped to 9.8%. The water rate decrease offsets an increase of the same amount put into effect last June. The water district expected the state to take 100% of its property tax revenues to cover the state budget shortfall, and that did not happen, so the district has reversed that increase. And the Christmas Bureau starts 10th year. The Coastside Opportunity Center Christmas Bureau Adopt a Family is launching its 10th year of making Christmas merry for Coastside families in need. The Bureau has started matching families and seniors with volunteers who will shop for their items on their wish lists. Injury on Devil's Slide. A Pacific Command was injured when two cars collided head-on, Devil Slide. Salvador Alvarez, 20, was airlifted to Seton Medical Center. His southbound vehicle veered into northbound land on Highway 1, about a mile north of Montera. No reason for the collision was detected. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Wonder how many of you have mastered the Safeway app for savings? One of our regulars at our pub had an experience he shared that got us onto it. He needed a pound of butter and saw a sale price for $3.99 versus the usual $6.99. So he grabbed it. Noticed later he was charged $6.99 and mentioned it to my mom at the pub. She went the next day and bought the butter and mentioned our friend's experience. She was told that she needed to have a coupon for that price, and they scanned it for her. Another item that seemed also to be on sale was now in question, but the one came back, sorry, digital only. Then began the retrieving of the Safeway app. It requires a learning curve. It's heard. It's a bit tough for many, especially the seniors, no offense, Mom, those without cell phones or tech savvy. You shop, you see a good price, post it, and you grab it. To Safeway's credit, the help was very patient in stepping us through the process. Just remember, posted prices may take some extra steps to make them count. Keep calm and coupon on. 1993. The Islamic fundamentalists bombed the World Trade Center and several bombs explode in Bombay, killing about 300 people. A severe blizzard strikes the eastern U.S., bringing a record snowfall and other severe weathers all around Cuba to Quebec. Earthquakes are rocking the planet. A 7.8 off of Japan launches a tsunami, killing 202 people, while an earthquake in India kills nearly 10,000 people. And an earthquake hits Indonesia, leaving 2,200 dead. In technology, the Pentium microprocessor is introduced by Intel. Windows 3.1 is released. Microsoft and the Space Shuttle Endeavour mission successfully repairs an optical flue in the Hubble Space Telescope. Inflation is just under 3%, and the cost of a new house is $113,000 on an average income of $31,000. The average cost of a new car is $12,700, and the gas you pump is $1.16 a gallon. A loaf of bread is $1.57, and a movie ticket is $4. Popular films include Sleepless in Seattle, The Pelican Brief, Schindler's List. In popular music, this Long Island-born artist had his first hit 19 years ago and received 5 gold records since. Still going strong, here's Billy Joel and his top 10 hit, All About Soul.
Away my pain. It's all about soul.
This English duo found success in releasing their version of the popular hit from the 1970s. Here goes West with their number 3 hit, What You Won't Do for Love. Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until next time, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Attention nature lovers. Join us for an unforgettable experience with the Coastside Land Trust and the Sequoia Audubon Society. I'm Bob Rogers, Executive Director of the Coastside Land Trust. We're thrilled to invite you to our Wavecrest Raptor Walk on Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to noon. We will explore our local Wavecrest open space land, the Coastside's premier spot for wintering raptors. From the majestic white-tailed kites to the elusive northern harriers, you'll witness a variety of these magnificent birds in their natural habitat. Expert docents from the Sequoia Audubon Society will guide you through the Wavecrest expansive grasslands and seasonal wetlands, sharing insights about these incredible birds and the vital ecosystems they depend on. Spaces are limited, so don't miss out on this chance to connect with nature and support local conservation efforts. Reserve your spot and learn more today at coastsidelandtrust.org. We'll see you on the Wavecrest Raptor Walk.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
One of the enduring mysteries of cats' behavior is why they cover their feces after eliminating. One theory is that they're trying to hide their presence from predators, as cats in the wild are believed to do, but no studies support that idea. Another suggests that the behavior is an indication of cats' fastidiousness, but that doesn't explain fastidious cats who leave urine or feces uncovered. The real answers are far more complicated. Kittens instinctively cover their eliminations by 1 month of age by raking loose dirt over the excrement. The specific site and substrate tend to be learned from the mother cat. It's believed that the odor of the feces initiates the burying behavior. In fact, some cats will cover the feces of other cats in the household.
Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word about Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts is a local family-owned business. Did you know Kibbles has been in business for 33 years? And to this day, our customers are almost all locals. Kibbles has competitive prices, lots of monthly sales, frequent buyer programs, a store loyalty program, and great customer service. We now offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and delivery. We are located next to Safeway and the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 650-726-3700. Now, back to the show.
Feral cats usually bury their feces within their core area, the area where they spend most of their time, but do so less often in other areas. Uncovered feces tend to be found along frequented routes or on elevated areas, which may send a message to other cats about a particular cat's sex or state of health. Feral cats also tend to use multiple areas for eliminating, which may help prevent parasite transmission. It is possible that domestication has affected this burying behavior, and that may explain why some household cats don't cover their feces. Having a cover on a litter box doesn't affect whether the cats bury their feces, but it can determine whether they use the litter box. Most cats prefer uncovered litter boxes, probably because they have more room to move around and because the odor isn't trapped inside the box. In addition, cats cannot see out very well in a covered box, making them more vulnerable to being ambushed by another cat. In this case, instinct prevails. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet
Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
This is Christina Lagunas for the Coastside Hope's Adopt a Family program. Each year at this time, the program provides gifts of new clothes and toys and other items to approximately 320 low-income households and seniors. You can be part of this volunteer-run and community-funded program. Adopt a family or senior and purchase items according to a profile, which includes their essential needs, and deliver all your gifts to our site in Princeton. You can also be part of our Adopt a Family ELF program, where volunteers help wrap families' gifts. If you would like to adopt a family but don't have time to shop, a volunteer will do the shopping in your name. And cash donations are also welcome. For more information about sponsoring a family, donating, or volunteering, email Judy O'Leary at adoptafamily@comcast.net. Coastside Hope, neighbors helping neighbors.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today we're talking about a new study that links many over-the-counter medications to Alzheimer's disease. According to statistics for 2019, 14% of Americans aged 71 or older have some form of dementia. Alzheimer's disease, which is the most severe and lethal form of dementia, affects an estimated 5.8 million Americans. Of those, 81% are over the age of 75, but approximately 200,000 are younger than 65. In all, 1 in 10 seniors over the age of 65 has Alzheimer's dementia. Due to the high prevalence of dementia and the lack of effective conventional treatments, prevention is really the key. There have been many articles written on this topic highlighting several of the most important prevention strategies, including dietary recommendations and the need for exercise, sun exposure, and avoidance of toxins. One risk factor that has received far less attention is medication side effects, which I'll focus on here. One class of drugs shown to be a major concern are anticholinergics, drugs that block acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter that performs important functions in your brain and peripheral and central nervous systems. In your nervous systems, acetylcholine acts as an activator and an inhibitor, which is why it's used in such a wide variety of drugs. For example, acetylcholine triggers muscle contractions and pain responses and is involved in the regulation of your glandular system and REM sleep cycle. In your brain, it's a key player in attention, concentration, memory formation, and consolidation of ideas, which is precisely why these drugs can cause symptoms identical to dementia. Acetylcholine blockers can trigger dementia symptoms. Anticholinergic drugs are prescribed for a wide variety of conditions, including depression, incontinence, diarrhea, dizziness, motion sickness, insomnia, allergies, and epilepsy. You can find a long list of anticholinergic drugs and the different conditions they're used for on seniorlist.com. Again, that was seniorlist.com. More on this after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., and today we're talking about Alzheimer's disease and its link to some popular over-the-counter medications. Many common over-the-counter medications contain anticholinergic ingredients as well. These include antihistamine medications sold under the brand names Benadryl and Chlortrimeton, sleep aids such as Tylenol PM, Aleve PM, and Unison, and motion sickness medication Dramamine and various cold medicines. Since there are so many different drug ingredients with anticholinergic effects, it can be rather difficult to identify them, making it possible to use more than one anticholinergic likely in many instances. The end result could be severe dementia-like symptoms. Prescription drugs are also likely to cause dementia, and these include antidepressants, anti-Parkinson's drugs, antipsychotics, drugs for overactive bladder, and anti-epileptic drugs. A case-control study published in the British Medical Journal looked at the effects of various classes of anticholinergics and found that antidepressant, urological, and anti-Parkinson's drugs posed the greatest risk. The study found a higher cumulative anticholinergic medication use is associated with an increased risk for dementia, including Alzheimer's, and that anticholinergic use should be minimized to avoid this medication-related risk. Overall, high use of anticholinergic medication for 3 years or more was associated with a 54% increased risk for dementia compared to non-use. What's more, the researchers concluded that this heightened risk remained even after the drug or drugs were discontinued. Unfortunately, medication side effects are rarely the first suspect when new disease symptoms appear, which is why it's so important to do your research and know what the possible side effects are. A list of anticholinergic ingredients used in antihistamines, anti-Parkinson's drugs, muscle relaxants, antiarrhythmics, antidepressants, antipsychotics, and antispasmodics can be found at the bottom of drugs.com's anticholinergic drugs to avoid in the elderly. So for your own safety, take the time to investigate all medications you take on a regular, even semi-regular basis, including over-the-counter drugs, to identify the ones with anticholinergic effects. Do not assume your doctor will keep track of this or warn you of the dangers of anticholinergics. So beyond reducing your intake of anticholinergics, what can you do? Well, take the supplement choline, which is spelled C-H-O-L-I-N-E. Choline is necessary to create acetylcholine and is an essential nutrient not only for your brain and nervous system, but also your cardiovascular function. The Institute of Medicine officially recognized choline as an essential nutrient for human health in 1998. Aided by a transporter protein, choline combines with acetyl coenzyme A to form the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. Adequate amounts of choline must be available in your brain at all times in order for your neurons to function properly. And finally, to bring today's show full circle, choline has been shown to protect against Alzheimer's disease. Until next time, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Welcome to Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale. Generous support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast, and named one of the top eight pubs in California. This week, we celebrate the music of fan favorites Finian's Call, a local Irish band whose live shows are legendary for dancing, drinking, and pure fun. They'll be at the Half Moon Bay Odd Fellows on November 16th, and then at the Old Princeton Landing on December 21st. Joining me this week are Camilla Lombard and Timothy Hart. Well, welcome to the studio. We're in a different studio now, not the studios of KYMM, but KHMB. Welcome, Tim and Camilla.
So good to be here. Thank you
so much for asking us back.
Well, we're here to plug your shows. You got two coming up. Well, more than that, but two that we care about. November 16th at Odd Fellows and December 21 at Old Princeton Landing. I was looking at your website. You guys have been busy this year.
It was a good year as a vision quest, and we've actually like obtained some of our goals there, which the greatest thing that we've done so far, aside from actually getting along as a band now, would be we played the Giants Irish Heritage Night, and that was fun as heck.
Great. I was very impressed that you were there. I saw it on the website and on the Facebook page, and I was liking every post you guys did.
I thought that was my mom.
That was one of your three
fans. Mike.
Well, you know, KHMB has three listeners, too, just so you know. And we're all here.
The best thing about the gig is we had like a 32,000 captive audience. They weren't going to leave, no matter how good or bad we were.
So Tim, the story goes, you're the founder of the band Finian's Call, and the story goes that you were a fan of Black Sabbath, Bluegrass, and the Ramones. And then someone handed you a cassette tape of the Pogues.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Yeah. That was my dear friend, Brett, who I had known forever. And at some time, we were heading down because he was in love with a girl that was working at a radio station down in L.A. So we were headed down there. And at that time, he handed me, on our trip down, a cassette and said, put this thing in. And we stuck the cassette in. And the first thing I heard was the Pogues, If I Should Fall from Grace with God. And after that, it was like, at that moment, it was the epiphany. This is what I've wanted to hear my entire life, and it hit my heart. And at that time, I was hooked.
And you guys have been together a while now. When I say you guys, I mean Camilla and Tim, basically. And so there's a great story about how Camilla got involved, too, because you were playing in local bands, right, Camilla? And then all of a sudden, you meet Tim, and he's looking for an accordion player. And what? How many accordion players are there in the world?
So gorgeous. She thought, well, I got to meet this guy. But.
Well, actually, we met at the Oddfellows Hall in Half Moon Bay. So, I was there to see another band with another friend. And at the intermission, John Wittenberg actually introduced me to Tim. And as soon as Tim heard the word accordion player,
John disappeared.
His eyes lit up, and the rest is history.
This is Coastside Carousel, and my guests this week are Tim Hart and Camilla Lombard of Finian's Call. And you know what I love about you guys? You're just a great live band. You get people dancing, they're drinking, it's such a fun atmosphere. When I think about two different venues, you have the Oddfellows Hall, and then you have OPL. Do you do anything differently to set up for those two venues?
Well, we will. The Oddfellows, it's going to be more of a show than a pub session. We play a lot of pub sessions where people are pretty getting it on, and they're loud, and we're crazy, and all that. And I'm hoping the Oddfellows will turn into that also. But we're working at constructing more of a presentation regarding just a show, and just kind of being able to reveal kind of like what our music is and what we do, and what has inspired us to do what we do. So that's what the Oddfellows is going to be.
Well, not only that, but it's a different kind of a venue, a different kind of an audience, right? The demographic is radically different from OPL to Oddfellows, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we'll have a chance, given the nature of the space and the nature of the church pews that people sit in, that we'll be able to play some of the more tender songs that benefit from more open listening than the sort of hard-driving pub music that we also very much enjoy playing. But so I think we'll have a little bit more storytelling, a little bit more context and musical and emotional spaciousness to really savor a lot of the music that kind of gets plowed over in our enthusiasm at the Old Princeton Landing, which is its own kind of magic.
What I'd like to do now, guys, is go through a few songs. Can we do that? If you recall, back in January, I had you live at the studios of KYMM, our sister station, when we first met, and you played some songs live for us. Do you remember that, Tim?
Barely.
I was young. I needed the money.
Yeah. Hey, we're way better now. Wait a minute.
You were so cute back then.
I may have a few more.
What happened?
I may have a few more Andrew Jacksons for you at this point. I'd like to start with Banish Misfortune. Tell me about that track, and we'll play it for the listeners.
It's a great Irish traditional tune. It definitely has its intended effect. It banishes any and all misfortune. And we've actually started playing it as part of a little mashup that another great contemporary band called the Merry Wallopers, they do it.
That is excellent. All right, Coastside Carousellers, here's Banish Misfortune on KHMB.
Thank you.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and you're on Coast Side Carousel, sponsored each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. I'm Mike Dale, and I've got the wacky twins in here, Tim Hart and Camilla Lombard. Not wacky, fun. You guys are like free. You're free spirits. And they run the band called Finian's Call, who will be playing live for you November 16th at Oddfellows and December 21st at Old Princeton Landing. Is there one song that you like more than another between, let's say, Galloway Girl, Kesh Jig, or Broad Majestic Shannon?
I love them all. I will say that Galloway Girl is a Steve Earle tune, and that one usually gets the dancers up. So I'm a fan of the dancers. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have a bunch of dancers at all of our shows. Bring them to the front. Get your tickets in advance. Get a little discount. Bring your dancing shoes. But yeah, Galloway Girl, that's a classic. It's a fun story song, and it's everybody knows it.
Let's do it right now on Coastside Carousel. Galloway Girl on KHMB.
Oh, well, I took the stove on the old long walk. Hey, 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 met a little girl who started to talk by some day. And I asked you now, tell me what would you do? 'Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then I'd be giving her a twirl. And I lost my heart to a Galway girl. Yeah. When the rain came down, ay-ay-ay-ay, she asked me up to a flat downtown by someday, ay. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do? 'Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then, I'd be giving her a twirl. Then I lost my heart to a cowboy girl.
HMB's Coastside Carousel with Galway Girl, and I'm Mike Dale with Tim Hart and Camilla Lombard of Finian's Call. We had them live in the studio back in January, and the songs you're hearing today are from that session, even though I've got them at the KHMB studios for this taping session to celebrate their shows November 16 at Oddfellows and December 21 at Old Princeton Landing. There's another song I really love called Broad Majestic Shannon. Tell me about that one. Who wants to speak to that? Tim?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, I love that song also. That's a sentimental love song for sure. It's a McGowan song again. a lot of the songs we do are McGowan songs. When he was putting the band together, he had had the song written and presented it to a couple of guys that were not yet in the band, one of them being James Fernley, who is the accordion player. And at that moment, when James Fernley heard that song, he said, yeah, I want to play with this guy. And as other Pogues members felt the same way. So it's a sentimental love song.
Let's hear it now. This is Broad Majestic Shannon on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
The last time I saw you was down at the Greeks. There was whiskey on Sunday, tears in her cheeks. Sang me a song that was pure as a breeze, and a rolling up to Glenavir. I sat for a while at a cross of a now and young lovers would mate when the flowers were in bloom. Heard the men coming from the fair at Cherow, their hearts are Tipperary wherever they go. Take my hand, then dry your tears, babe. Take my hand, forget your fears, babe. Then I'll pay, there's no more sorrow. They're all gone. Gone in the years, babe. I sat for a while at a gap in the wall, found a rusty tin can and an old early ball. For the cards have been dealt and the rosary called, and a fiddle played something and all. And the next time I see a bit down at the Greeks, there'll be whiskey on Sunday, tears in our cheeks for a stupid laugh. And it's useless to pop at a rusty tin can in an elderly ball. Take my hand and dry your tears, babe. Take my hand, forget your fears, babe. Then I'll pay, there's no more sorrow. They're all gone, gone in the years, babe. So I wept as day was done. Then a small bird sang, then the leaves were falling. Where words watched the rowboats landing on the broad majestic Shannon.
FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, community radio for the Coastside, and you've got it on Coastside Carousel. Mike Dale with Tim Hart and Camilla Lombard celebrating their music. And I always see you guys as a live band. Are you ever going to get in the studio and put some of this to vinyl, you think? Well, I would love to see that happen.
I like that you said vinyl. That's a nice idea. I love that. If we did, that's how I would want to do it. Recording is a sort of a fuzzy ambition on the periphery of our, I don't know, ask me next January.
I will do that. In fact, I'm glad we got you on tape, not vinyl, but on tape back in January of 24 earlier this year.
I should say, though, that as lovely as those radio recordings are, they are missing our drummer, who's very much a part of the sound. So when you come and see us, you can look forward to a good, strong backbeat and a much fuller, vibrant whole sound. So shout out to Dave LeVay and all of the lovely amplification that we actually provide in our live shows.
Absolutely. I do want to mention that too, because you did mention it in January. Then I went to see you at OPL, and you're right. It provides a whole new dimension to the show when you have the backbeat going on. What do Finian's Call have planned for 2025?
A nap.
I know, right? You've been busy this year. Are you going to slow it down a little bit in 2025, you think? I mean, I'm looking at your website, finianscall.com. You've got a list of events that you did in 24, and I can't even keep up with you.
Yeah, we're available for high-paying, high-profile performances. Give us a call.
Indeed.
And that is no joke. You go online, and if you have a private party, you want Finian's Call to play, hit the Book Me button, right?
Yeah, and look for our first CD in April.
CD.
Is that what they call them now? Look for our first 78.
Yeah, we'll be on cassette.
Indeed.
Kesh Jig is a nice little track. Tell me about that.
Yeah, if you hear any Irish session, you're probably going to hear the Kesh Jig. It's one of the standards, one of the hits in the traditional Irish music canon. It's, what can I say? It's jaunty. It bounces, and it's like a welcome.
And Jim has a broken string.
Jaunty, and it bounces, and let's do it on the way out, shall we? I'll start Kesh Gig right now. And thank you for joining us for Coastside Carousel. Always remember, well, thank you to Tim Hart. Thank you to Camilla Lombard.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for inviting us.
And remember, support your local musicians and the venues at which they play.
Yay!
Indeed. Until next time, thank you. Well, Half Moon Bay.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Since the Ten Commandments have formed the basis of civil law in the Western world for over 2,000 years, an individual is more likely to find a copy of them in a government building rather than a religious one. Yet amazingly, numerous rulings over recent years now make it unconstitutional to display the commandments in many public arenas. Consider what Founding Father John Adams said about this. He declared, "The moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, anarchy and tyranny commence. If thou shalt not covet and thou shalt not steal were not commandments of heaven, they must be made inviolable precepts in every society before it can be civilized or made free." John Adams believed that no society could remain civilized if separated from the Ten Commandments.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.